that was Good Friend of Me from Jonas Cambion's Maka Konu. The fourth band of the hour is Kieran Callinan's If I Could Sing with In Absolutes.
To the other one, wherever arrows aim, they land all the same. A swimmer in the ocean does not feel the rain. To say that everything is good is to speak in absolutes. To say that everything is good is to speak in absolutes. Yeah, and everybody knows that only children speak in absolutes. To say
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Now, I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. Both non-conference and the BCIHL Red Leafs were in action on October 12th. First with the non-conference Red Leafs, as they faced the Lake Superior State Lakers at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, Michigan. Lake Superior opened the scoring 4:57 into the game as Luke Lewandowski eluded SFU's Jesse McKay. The Lakers ended period 1 up 1-0, outshooting SFU 9-5. The Lakers jumped to a 2-0 lead 4:02 into period 2 as Luke Lewandowski scored his second of the night, followed by John Harrington with 3:09 left, both on power plays, and ended the middle stanza up 3-0, where the Red Leafs had an edge in shots 11-10. Holden Cardinal scored SFU's first goal 7:29 into the third. Late in the period, according to the SFU Red Leafs hockey Twitter page, a goal was waved off. Soon after which the Lake Superior State Lakers iced the game as Luke Lewandowski got a hat-trick with 3:01 left as the Lakers quad-damaged the non-conference Red Leafs 4-1 at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, Michigan. Later on October 12th, the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby's Bill Copeland. SFU opened the scoring on a power play as Jaden Fauchuk scored his third of the season on Jeremy Robar, 2:39 into the game. VIU tied the game 3:33 later as Max Struss eluded John Aiden, 6:12 into the first. However, the Red Leafs struck back less than 2 minutes later as Jaden Fauchuk scored his second of the night, 7:59 into the first, as he beat the Mariner Jeremy Robar for the second time in period 1. SFU had a great chance to add to their lead shortly after, as VIU's Jordan Ree was assessed 4 minutes for kneeing at 8:56, and teammate Curtis Lee received 2 minutes for hooking. However, the Red Leafs couldn't solve Mariner Jeremy Robar during the 2-man advantage. SFU led VIU 2-1 after 1, despite getting outshot 14-12. Physical play ramped up in the second, where Jovan Mele gave the Red Leafs a 3-1 lead as he eluded Mariner Jeremy Robar at 9:11. VIU pumped shots on SFU's backstop John Aiden, who kept the visitors scoreless in the middle stanza as the Mariners outshot the host Red Leafs 14-10, according to a photo I took in the game. The tensions reached the highest 32 seconds into period 3. As VIU's Ethan Jones head-checked SFU's Hayden Yan, who had to be helped off the ice by teammates, and Jones received a 5-minute and a game misconduct, which gave the Red Leafs a power play. Where they could score at will. However, the Mariners killed the 5-minute major, resumed its pressure on the Red Leafs, and cut the deficit to 1 at 9:31, as Ryan Hunter scored his first of the season on John Aiden. VIU earned a power play chance with 4 minutes left in regulation, as SFU's Jaden Fauchuk was called for tripping. And Hunter Burdison tied the game 87 seconds into the man advantage, with 2:27 left in the third. The game would have been long over had it not been Jordan Aiden's heroics, as the Red Leafs were able to earn a point with the Mariners, who outshot the hosts 17-4 in the third period, which led to a 5-minute 3-on-3 OT. VIU had a 2-1-1 rush in the SFU zone, where Hunter Bergeson, who'd forced OT, had Jordan Aiden down but shot the puck wide. After Bergeson's shot attempt hit the glass behind Aiden, the Red Leafs trio of Nick Wagner, Jaden Falchuk, and Joe Iannacone skated into the Mariners zone, with Wagner and Falchuk carrying the puck into the blue line. Wagner passed the puck to Iannacone just inside the blue line, who relayed the puck to Falchuk near the right faceoff circle, from which he walked right into the VIU goal and deked Jeremy Rowar for his hat trick, and the Red Leafs edged the Mariners 4-3 in OT, despite getting outshot 45-27 in the game at Burnaby's Bill Copeland on October 12th, where Jaden Falchuk was named the first star with 3 goals, including the game winner, his 4th goal of the season.
Hi, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is October 12th, 2024. I'm in front of the SFU Red Leafs hockey team's dressing room, and I'm interviewing
Mark Storrs,
the head coach for the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs, who was largely outplayed by the visitors, VIU Mariners, especially in the second half of the game, but was able to pull out an exciting 4-3 OT win with a highlight goal from Jaden Falchuk, his second of the night. First of all, how did the BCIHL Red Leafs regroup after home-and-home series against the Okanagan Lakers last week?
Well, we put in a lot of work this week on, you know, our systems and, you know, coming together as a team and that sort of thing to kind of rebuild and be prepared for VIU. Like, we knew coming into this, VIU was not going to be easy. They're a tough team. They beat us all year last year, and one of our main goals was to beat them this year. And, you know, we're fortunate to have the opportunity to beat them this early in the season. Hopefully, we can kind of carry on from here.
What do you think of the rough play between both sides?
I mean, it was going both ways. Obviously, it was a tough game, for sure, on the ice. But I think, you know, guys held up. They held their own. They finished checks. You know, they were able to do what they had to do on the ice to get the win, basically.
How difficult was it for the BCIHL Red Leafs not to get a goal on the 5-minute match penalty in the third period?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. With 5 minutes to try and score a goal, man up. It's obviously going back to the drawing board and trying to work things out again on the power play. But yeah, definitely disappointing. I think we just need to shoot more. We're just not getting the shots that we need, not quality ones anyway.
Tell me your opinion of your backstop, Aeon's play, especially in the third period.
Aiden, he stood on his head in the third period. Like, if it wasn't for him, honestly, it would have been, you know, who knows what the score would have been. But, like, he really stood up for all the guys. And, you know, obviously the guys had to give him a big thank you for all the big saves that he made, because he definitely changed the outcome of the game, that's for sure.
From the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs bench, how spectacular was Jaden Falchuk's second of the night, the game winner in OT?
I mean, that was a huge goal. Like, it all started with good defensive play down at our end. Guys jumped up, the player, Joe, or D-man, jumped up there, made it a 3-on-2. Just great, amazing effort to get that puck across and into the net.
Two more questions. So what is the status of Hayden Yon, who had to be helped to get carried off the ice after getting hit in the head in the third period?
Well, he's going to see the doctors, and we'll see how things go. But as of right now, he seems to be okay. So kind of take it day by day and go from there.
What does the BCIHL Red Leafs have to do to prepare for the next game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's back to the drawing board with a lot of things like power play. And kind of, it's early in the season. We're we're still trying to build cohesion within the team and our line. So, once the lineup kind of changed with injuries and things like that, obviously it's different guys stepping in. But, you know, those guys got to step up at any point in time and be ready to go. And I feel like at times maybe they weren't. So we'll have to work on getting those guys ready to step in and take that opportunity if it arises.
Finally, when will the BCIHO Red Leafs return to action?
I think we're back in 2 weeks. So we're off next week, but the week after we're back at it.
Thank you for the interview tonight. Congratulations on SFUPCIHO Red Leafs 4-3 win over the VIU Mariners. And I will see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Correction, Jaden Fochuk scored 3 goals. Also, the goaltender is John Aiden, who's coming up now.
Hi, once again, it's Steve Chong. I'm still in front of the SFU Red Leafs locker room. Now I'm interviewing
John Aiden,
the backstop for the SFU BCIHO Red Leafs, who was the second star in the team's 4-3 overtime win over the VIU Mariners, and made at least 40 saves, from what I understand. First of all, how were you able to handle the Mariners' onslaught?
I think that I was keeping my head in the game, and my defensemen and forwards were playing really well, holding them back. I think that while they put a lot of pressure on us, we also have really good defense, and we were able to hold them back.
Tell me when the VIU siege got tougher. Tell me the point when the Mariners' pressure got much tougher on you.
I think that they held pretty significant pressure throughout the game. However, I think in the last 10 minutes of the game, they really amped it up. I think that while they really amped up the pressure in the end, we showed really good resilience finishing the game and winning it overtime.
There was also a goal called back in the second period. Now I'm going back and forth. Tell me the reason why the VIU's second goal in SFU's cage got waved off.
Oh, good question. Yeah. That player was in the middle of my crease. And I wasn't able to really challenge the play or challenge the puck. And the ref was right there the whole time, and he waved it off right away. And he knew that the player can't stand in the middle of the crease.
Yeah.
That's a no-go zone.
Personally, I think the BCIHO knows much better than the NHL for goaltender interference, because sometimes even if a player, an offensive player, is deep in the opposing goalie's crease and a goal is scored, sometimes they get allowed. That should never happen. When goals should be allowed despite an opposing player is in the crease is if one of their skate blade is in the crease and has no impact on the goal. That's another story for another day. How did you feel when Hayden Yahn was head checked and had to be carried off the ice?
I think plays like that are really unfortunate, and we have to navigate those situations very carefully, especially since head contact plays are very dangerous. You saw that happen to me as well when a player ran into me. But I'm just happy that Hayden's okay.
From your vantage point, how did Jaden Fochuk score the game winner?
Oh, that was a really, really awesome goal. He picked the puck up from a great pass off the wall and kind of pushed off his left leg and drove it right to the net, and their goalie bit. Really tough play on their goalie's end. Jaden's one of our best players, and I knew that I could count on him to finish the game.
Now I'd like to delve into your hockey journey. I understand that you're from Orlando, Florida. Tell me more about your early years.
Yeah, that's right. I was born in Orlando, Florida, Winter Park. I lived there for about a year until my family moved to Canada. And
that's when I started to play hockey here. I first started playing hockey for Surrey Minor, and I transitioned my game up to the higher levels, and I'm now playing for SFU, and I'm very happy to be here.
When was the first time you made a travel or a rep team?
Oh, the first time I made a rep team?
Yeah.
I made Surrey's rep team in my second year of being in V2.
How old were you then?
I must have been maybe 10 or 11 years old.
Which team did you play for before joining the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs?
I played on the Aldergrove Kodiaks and the PG OHL.
Mm-hmm. Which level is it now?
PGIHL. I think it's been moved up to Junior A.
For context, the British Columbia Hockey League, the premier junior A league in BC, decided to get out of Hockey Canada to be an independent, so that PIJHO and at least another junior B league went up to junior A, from what I understand, last fall. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're correct.
What year of eligibility are you in with the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs?
What year am I?
Yes.
I'm a 2004 born player.
What year of eligibility are you with SFU?
How long have I been with SFU?
Yeah, like what year?
Oh, I'm a third year student.
Okay. Finally, what would you like to accomplish with the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs this season?
I want to win a championship here. I think that we have the talent, we have the players, we have the coaches, and I think that we have a really good shot at winning it this year, for sure.
Thank you for the interview tonight. Congratulations on becoming the second star in tonight's BCIHL Red Leafs 4-3 win, and good luck against the Logan Lake Miners in 2 weeks.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That was my interview with John Aiden. One day later, I have to condense my talk now. The SFU non-conference Red Leafs travel to Bowling Green, Ontario to take on the Bowling Green State Falcons at Slater Family Ice Arena on October 13th, where the host provided a game sheet including the full play-by-play. The SFU Red Leafs fell 4-1, where they were outshot 45-19 by the Bowling Green Falcons at Slater Family Arena in Bowling Green, Ohio. Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey for the last 6 years. On October 15th, the SPS reminded fireworks need permits, which are issued by the Surrey Fire Service Prevention Branch. On October 16th, the SPS promoted its Investigator Skills Program, which will start this month. It is a four-level program that integrates major case management concepts with investigative techniques, where those who progress through all levels will be eligible for team command accreditation. On October 17th, the SPS promoted Canadian Police for Youth Network, where a Sergeant Mike Scrandia was part of, as it links 190 police and civilians to share best practices and start learning opportunities. The SPS also joined the BCRCMP and Surrey Crime Prevention Society at Lena Shaw Elementary School about dangers of speeding in school zones. Thank you for listening to episode 40 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM.